One in seven Californians is Asian American, and many still have close ties to their family homeland. California's Chinese Americans have been preparing to welcome the Xi delegation, and they say they have high hopes for the summit. Mr. Obama met Mr. Xi last year when he was China's vice president, and they tackled trade disputes. Cyber spying, human rights, and East Asian stability are on the agenda this time. Chester Chong, who heads the Chinese Chamber of Commerce of Los Angeles, says good relations between the nations are crucial.
This both country leader to meeting together will be very, very important to how to make the world harmony and peace.
At California State University, Los Angeles, home to many Asian students, a statue of Confucius overlooks the campus. Stefan Ogback, of mixed Filipino-Chinese descent, is concerned about workers' rights in China.
They're doing a good job at modernizing the country, but when it comes to social issues, their record is still pretty... It's still pretty low.
Delvin Say studies Chinese history and says China today is an influential power.
Obama needs China to help to stem some nuclear threats, such as North Korea or Iran.
These students say the economies of the United States and China are intertwined. And so, says Jeff Zhang, communication is important.
You know, it's always better to have friends. And it, working together, you can accomplish a lot more, especially between the two countries. That'll be beneficial for both.
This 80-hectare retreat in the California desert offers the two leaders the chance to get to know each other, says Jeffrey Cowan of the Annenberg Foundation Trust at Sunnylands.
Because I think it's maybe the first time that an American president and a Chinese president have really been together in a location and over a period of time where you can get to know each other and build a personal relationship.
Last year, protesters drew attention to China's role in Tibet and other human rights issues during Xi Jinping's visit to California. They promise more protests this time near the summit site, and pro-China demonstrators are also likely to be on hand for the historic meeting. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.